President Rodrigo Duterte is most often controversial for the things he says. But there are a few notable instances when the controversy is in what we don't hear him say. Malacañang is all abuzz with how footage of Duterte's last pandemic public address was edited to exclude a key political statement that he and his longtime aide Senator Bongo would abandon their presidential or vice presidential bids if Sara Duterte runs for president. Was it an honest mistake on the part of palace video editors, or a calculated effort to control what the public hears from the president? Welcome to Seat of Power, Rappler's podcast about the Philippine presidency. I'm Pira Nada, Rappler's Malacañang reporter. The evening of August 24 started out like any other evening preceding the airing of Duterte's Talk to the People address. Talk to the People is the name given to the president's weekly public addresses about the pandemic. It's basically footage from his regular meetings with pandemic task force officials where they present the status of vaccination drives or hospital bed occupancy or anything else related to pandemic response. More recently, Duterte also used these addresses to talk about politics, specifically 2022 elections. But on August 24, we reporters had only a vague clue what this episode of Talk to the People would be about. Then, at 9:54 p.m., presidential spokesman Harry Roque messages the Malacañang press corps. Bombshell Talk to the People at 10:30. I see the message and my heart races and my stomach sinks. All palace reporters know they're in for a long night. The episode airs, it stretches for 2 hours, no bombshell, nothing earth-shattering. The footage is underwhelming. But even as the episode airs, I had an idea what the bombshell would be about, based on sources present at the meeting. The promised bombshell is not in the footage aired. But after getting additional confirmation, we run our story. Rappler was the first to report that President Duterte says he and Bongo would not run in 2022 if Davao City Mayor Sara Duterte guns for the presidency. The next morning, Roque calls me. He is shocked that these particular remarks of Duterte were not aired. Roque fully expected them to make it to the cut. After all, it was he who alerted reporters to the bombshell even before the footage was aired. It's important to note that Roque is supportive of Sara Duterte's possible presidential bid. He even said he would run for senator only if Sara runs and that he hopes for her endorsement. It should also be recalled that in 2018, Duterte thumbed down Roque's own senatorial bid. By noon the day after Duterte's speech, Roque and Cabinet Secretary Carlo Nograles confirm our report. But the question remains, why were Duterte's remarks edited out? Here's the thing. All Talk to the People episodes are heavily edited. According to Roque, this is mostly for brevity and to weed out portions that are sensitive or confidential government decisions. Some of Duterte's political statements, though, have been allowed to go on air. Duterte has also had no qualms discussing Sara and her political decisions in live aired speeches. Here's a part of Roque's August 26 press briefing where I ask him about this matter.
Spokesman, have you gotten to the reason why that portion of his speech was cut from the Talk to the People? Was it an accident, a mistake, or was it intentional?
No, all I got was, number one, all of the Talk to the People are edited heavily. In fact, I told you before, nagagalit na nga yung mga kasama ko sa small IATF meetings na whenever I bring political issues, matagal ang meeting and almost all of it is cut. No? Secondly, one consideration was the matter involved discussions involving family members. So that was another consideration, no? That whoever edited it thought that the matter is a family matter and should be left between father and daughter.
But hasn't he discussed Mayor Sara also in previous speeches in public?
Well, all I can say at this point and I'm only presidential spokesperson, is that let's let the father and daughter resolve this issue.
So who was the one who instructed RTVM to cut it out because it was a family matter?
I do not know.
Is it someone from RTVM or someone from OP?
I do not know.
Is there someone who is trying to control which presidential remarks are heard by the public? And if so, why would they do that?
I don't think so. I think it was pursuant to standard operating procedure, because if we were to broadcast the whole thing, sometimes the meetings can go on for as long as 5 hours, no? And you can't broadcast for 5 hours.
So as far as Roque is concerned, there was likely no political motive behind the edit. It may have been intentional, but it was not political. That might be easier to believe if there were no similar incidents in the past. There have been at least two other instances when a controversial presidential remark was taken out of footage that would have otherwise been aired in full. In July 2020, Malacanang video editors took out a 10-minute portion from a speech Duterte gave in Sulu. Those missing 10 minutes contained Duterte's rant against ABS-CBN, Rappler, and business tycoons like the Ayalas and Manny Pangilinan. What made these remarks sensitive was that only 3 days before that, a committee of the House of Representatives rejected the franchise application of ABS-CBN. The move is widely believed to be driven by Duterte's anger at the broadcasting network. But Malacanang continued to insist Duterte was neutral on the issue. Around August or September that year, Duterte's rant against the United States and its actions against Chinese firms engaged in South China Sea reclamation was also edited out from a speech. A source said this was done upon the request of Chief of Presidential Protocol Robert Borge, who is also Presidential Assistant on Foreign Affairs. Borge hasn't responded to my request for comment. Those who do the actual editing of the Talk to the People footage are video editors of Radio Television Malacanang, or RTVM. RTVM is an agency under the Presidential Communications Operations Office. It's in charge of documenting the Philippine President's official activities and broadcasting them for the public to see what the President is up to. But who tells RTVM video editors which parts of Duterte's meetings can be aired? That's not a job for a mere video editor. In fact, that's a pretty sensitive role. Whoever decides this basically determines what the public hears from the President. That's power. In a way, that's power over the President. A PCOO source says it's someone from the Office of the President who gives directions on how the Talk to the People footage is to be edited. Another source gave a specific name, PCOO Assistant Secretary Joseph Garcia. Known to reporters as Bam Bam, Garcia has worked under Duterte since his days as mayor. In fact, Garcia headed Davao City's Public Information Office. That's how I came to know him. Garcia shared with me the city's archive of Duterte photos when I was whipping up a profile of the mayor turned president. Garcia was always on the campaign trail, loyal to Duterte and Bongo. He didn't respond to my requests for comment. It's incredible that Roque doesn't know who gave the instructions on how the August 24 episode of Talk to the People was to be edited. After all, this person, by wielding this power, is directly encroaching on Roque's job as spokesperson. Isn't it Roque's job to know the president's remarks and positions on all things? Doesn't Roque have a say on presidential messaging? I doubt a mere assistant secretary could be allowed to wield such power by himself. Is someone more powerful behind these video edits? Listen to this other part of Roque's briefing. The reporter speaking is GMA7's Ivan Mayrina.
Nakarating po ba sa kaalaman ng Pangulo na na-edit ang isang mahalagang bahagi ng kanyang pahayag?
I told him so.
And how did he react to it?
I told him so. And ang kasagutan niya is...
Nagarit po ba siya?
Hindi. Ang sabi lang niya, well, siguro ang importante marating ngayon na malaman ng taong bayan is things are clear now, I will run for vice president.
Duterte is famously allergic to calls for him to control his mouth. He hates it when people tell him his words are sexist or unstatesmanlike. But it appears it's people close to him who are doing the controlling and sanitizing. it begs the question, does Duterte know he is being regulated? How much is Duterte in control over what goes on in Malacañang? If he is not in control, who is? Who holds the strings to no less than the president's mouth? Thanks for listening to Seat of Power. I'm Pira Nada. Catch other Rappler podcasts on Spotify and on our site.
If you enjoyed this podcast, help us continue to do what we do by contributing to Rappler. You can support us by making a donation of any amount through rplr.co/supportrappler. That's rplr.co/supportrappler. Or click on the link in the description. Your donation directly supports fearless, independent journalism in the Philippines.